Hello, Swathers, and welcome back to the HES Character Crew Podcast. The goal of this podcast is to do a recap of our character word of the month and give encouragement to our listeners to keep pursuing the pillars. Today's podcast is all about empathy.
Oh, thank you, Tate, for that awesome introduction. So the first thing that we're going to do today is we're going to let our new group of co-hosts introduce themselves. They are each going to say their name and tell us something that they have learned this month about empathy. And Tate, I'm going to let you start first.
Hi, my name is Tate, and I think empathy is feeling what other people feel.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. Okay, Sadie, you're next.
Hi, I'm Sadie, and I think empathy is knowing how to name your feelings and others' feelings.
Mm-hmm, that is important. Next.
Hi, I am Chloe, and I think empathy is about putting yourself in other people's shoes.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, okay, next.
Hi, my name is Brenly, and I think empathy is the why behind kindness.
It is the why behind kindness. You are so right, and kindness is what we're going to talk about next month. Urbano.
Hi, my name's Urbano, and what I learned this month is empathy is to understand other people's feelings.
Oh, for sure. Yes, for sure. Okay, now that you know who we have in the studio today, I'm going to start with our first segment, which we are going to call
Purposeful Pillars.
So let's take a second to review the definition of empathy. So, okay, everybody, we're going to say it together. Empathy is
the ability to understand and connect to the feelings of another.
Now, I don't know if any of you listeners out there were doing the actions when we were doing the words, but there were some actions happening here in the studio for sure. This month, we have been learning how there is a huge need for empathy in our world because as anxiety increases, empathy decreases. As people get more worried about things, their ability to feel with other people goes down. So we were working this month to develop some skills in order to live more empathetic lives. We were learning how to be able to connect with others based on their feelings, even if we're not having the exact same story or perspective as someone else. And finally, we were learning a lot about how listening and sharing, how that helps create more empathy in our classroom, in our school, and our world. So today, I have some questions about empathy for our co-hosts. So, Brinley is going to answer this first question for us. And so, Brinley, here it is. Empathy is about understanding how someone else is feeling. It's about switching places and perspectives with them to imagine what they're going through. So, can you share about a time when you wished someone had shown more empathy for you?
When I had a hard time one day, my brother was not being as nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what do you wish he would have done for you?
Been nicer.
Been nicer.
Help me through it.
Uh-huh. Be kind and nice and helpful. Yeah, for sure. Okay. Thank you for your answer. All right, Miss Chloe, this question is for you. Some people say that empathy is feeling with people. What could it mean to feel with someone? What does that mean?
Like, if you're both sad, you can actually feel the same way because you're both sad and you might not be sad about the same things, but you're still sad and maybe you can cheer each other up.
Oh, I love it. You know, we've all felt sad before, right?
Yes.
And so if when someone else is sad, if we can tap into how, well, I remember the time when I was sad and this is how I felt. Yeah, that's putting yourself in someone else's shoes. Good job. All right, Tate, this one is for you. What is something that gets in the way of showing empathy to each other?
Sometimes people get excited and they feel really happy if they got something they wanted,
and someone else didn't get something they wanted, then that can get in the way of showing empathy to one another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you're feeling a lot of happy feelings about something, and then maybe you kind of forget that somebody else might be sad about it. And so, yeah, you have to stop and think, right?
Yeah.
Is a conflict that you had recently with someone, and then tell us, how do you think they were feeling, and maybe how you could have done some empathy?
So my brother wanted to watch somebody setting up dominoes, and I wanted to watch a vet show. And I could have said, we can watch your show for a little and then my show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that day that it was happening, you guys were arguing and couldn't decide.
Mm-hmm.
But thinking back, using empathy would have been, let's watch your show first and then we'll watch mine.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Thank you. Okay, Urbano, this next question is the same one, and it's for you. What is a conflict that you had recently with someone, and then how could you have shown empathy?
Recently, me and my sister got into a fight of playing on our PS4 because I said she played for so long, and I wanted to play because I barely even got to play that day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so how do you think she was feeling about that?
She was probably feeling really mad at me.
Mm-hmm. Because you were trying to take away her time, she felt like. Yeah. How could you have used empathy in that situation?
I probably should have said that we could both just play a different game together.
Mm-hmm. Pick something different and play it together. Yeah, you know, compromise is a great way to show empathy, for sure. Okay, you guys, we have talked a lot about empathy today, and we want to leave you with some practical things, because sometimes it's hard to think of something to say to someone else to show empathy. So all my co-hosts here have an idea, a little sentence starter that you can use to show empathy. So the first thing that you can do to show empathy is gather some more information from the person you're talking to. Make sure you know enough about the situation. Urbano, what is one thing that you could say?
Is there something else you'd like to share?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that gives people the opportunity to say more. Another thing that's important when showing empathy is just making sure that you understand what they're saying. You can say back to them something that you've heard. Brinley, what's something you could say?
Let me see if I have this right.
Yeah, and when you say that to someone, let me see if I heard you right, and say what they said, they feel heard for sure. Okay, another one is to show you're listening by paying attention to their body language. Chloe, what's something you could say about that?
I could say, I can hear how sad you are feeling.
Oh yeah, and she just did something really important. She put a feeling word in there. She named an emotion for them, because sometimes people won't say, I'm sad. But how they're acting and what they show on their face, you can know that they're feeling sad. Okay, the last thing that I have on my list here is to just acknowledge the feelings that someone else is having, and it isn't right or wrong. Feelings are feelings. So Sadie, what's something you could say with that?
Thank you for sharing this with me.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Tate, what's something else you could say with that?
That sounds like an happy experience.
Ah, yeah, and you put that feeling word in there too. That's awesome. So I just want you to know that I'm going to put this whole list of ideas, these sentence starters so that you can speak with empathy, I'm going to put these on Class Dojo so for parents and families to see when I put the podcast out, if you want to read more about that. Okay, everybody, this has been some serious conversation about empathy, but empathy isn't always just about putting yourself in someone else's shoes when they're sad or angry. It can also be about celebrating and laughing with them. So on that note, it is time for some jokes. Okay, our first joke of the day comes from Sadie.
Hi, what did one flower say to the other?
What?
Hi, bud.
That's a good one. That's a good one. All right, Chloe, what do you got?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Boo.
Boo who?
Why are you feeling so down?
Aw, that's a good one. Yes, that's a good empathy joke, too. Okay, Tate, let's hear yours.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Spell.
Spell who?
W-H-O.
that's a tricky one. Okay, Brinley, get nice and close and tell us your joke.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Lettuce.
Lettuce who?
Lettuce in, it's cold out here.
And for real, it is cold outside today.
Yeah, very.
All right, Urbano. Urbano's going to bring it home with the last joke.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Otto.
Otto who?
Otto, no, I forgot.
Oh, that was funny.
That's a good, try that one on your teacher, right?
Well, you can't
because
they just heard it on the podcast.
Well, this is true. Well, I promised that once again we would give a little short time here at the end for some shout-outs. We're going to go around the table, and Urbano, let's start with you.
I'll give a shout-out to my friends making school not that boring.
Oh, we all need our friends. That's good. All right, Brinley.
I'll give a shout-out to my teacher, Mrs. Stuckey, who's at home with her baby.
Oh, that's going to just warm her heart to hear that. Chloe.
I'm going to give a shout-out to my sister, Abrielle, in first grade, and my mom and dad for taking care of me.
Mm-hmm. Sadie.
I'm going to give a shout-out to my brother, Eli, who's in second grade, and my brother, Jack, who's in Miss Renee's class.
Mm-hmm. All right, Tate.
I want to give a shout-out to Langston and Irie.
Okay. Well, everybody, that's all for this month's episode of the HES Character Crew podcast. We will be back next month with new co-hosts to talk all about our new word, kindness. All right, everybody.